Hi, Jeff Cohn. Welcome to KABU.
Nice to be with you.
Jeff Cohn founded and directed the Park Center for Independent Media at Ithaca College. He also co-founded the organizations Roots Action, as well as FAIR. That's Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, a magazine and website. It's really useful. He's the author of Cable News Confidential, My Misadventures in Corporate Media. So, Jeff Cohn, you recently published an article on the website Common Dreams, title, This is What It Looks Like When the Corporate Media Opposes a War. The subtitle is Major American Media Outlets Oppose Military Aggression Unless the United States is Doing It. You might have expanded that subtitle, that establishment media oppose military intervention to overthrow elected governments, and they are horrified when civilians, especially children, are killed by the interventions. Except, of course, unless the United States is doing it. That is, doing the overthrowing and killing. Jeff, tell us the story of the disparate treatment, first of civilian casualties and disparate treatment in major media of civilian casualties. And then we can get to U.S. imperialist overthrow of other governments.
Yeah, well, I speak as someone who worked in cable news, mainstream TV news, until 3 weeks before the invasion of Iraq, and I was terminated along with Phil Donahue because we were skeptical of the proposed invasion of Iraq, and we were terminated 3 weeks before that invasion for political reasons. So trust me, I know the mainstream media from the inside. Anyone who watches U.S. mainstream media knows that when the U.S. is the aggressor, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's Iraq, whether it's the invasion of Panama, huge numbers of civilians have been killed. And in the mainstream media, when the U.S. military is doing the killing, that cannot be covered. We know that memos leaked out from CNN that were sent by management to every CNN anchor and correspondent at the beginning of the invasion of Afghanistan, telling them that they had to, if they ever acknowledged that civilians were being killed in Afghan by U.S. forces, it had to be excused. The viewers had to be repeatedly reminded that this is in retaliation for 9/11. Trust me, a few weeks after 9/11, no one had forgotten it. But there was always this effort to rationalize and excuse or ignore civilian casualties. It's horrific what Russia is doing in Ukraine today. They are killing civilians. They are terrorizing women who are about to give birth. They're terrorizing whole communities. But the United States did the same thing in Iraq in March of 2003 with an aerial campaign, a bombardment that was far more severe, killed far more civilians than the Russians have killed in Ukraine, killed far more children. I mean, the bombing of Baghdad and other cities in Iraq was perhaps the most massive bombing campaign in global history, but the U.S. media did not cover civilians. Thousands and thousands of children were killed, thousands of civilians in the first 3 weeks. There's the belief that 7,000 civilians had been killed by the U.S. That was an illegal war. You know, that was a violation of international law. It was endorsed by the Oregonian in an editorial. President Bush has built a strong case for the invasion of Iraq, unquote. It was endorsed by mainstream media. Television news ignored the civilian casualties in other countries. They were covering all the civilians in Iraq that were killed. They had huge numbers of refugees. It's estimated that in the first months, a huge number of doctors and nurses had fled Iraq and what had been one of the most advanced healthcare systems in that part of the world became one of the worst healthcare systems because of the U.S. aerial bombardment and war. Why was the U.S. invasion of Iraq just as illegal as the Russia invasion of Ukraine? Because military force by one country against another is illegal unless authorized by the United Nations Security Council or you're acting in pure self-defense. The United States did not get an authorization from the UN Security Council. It was every bit as criminal as the current Russian invasion of Ukraine, but the mainstream media never pointed that out in our country. They did in other countries.
Yeah. That's true. I think one thing we have to recognize, the killing of civilians by the U.S. is not confined just to U.S. forces. We contract out killings. We have the School of the Americas, for example, that trains the militaries all over Latin America. That is, those who still do it. Some have broken with the U.S. on that. And we control the militaries, giving them arms all over the world, military bases also all over the world. The killings of civilians by, if the U.S. wanted to, it could in many of those cases, most of them stop the killing, and they clearly don't, nor does the U.S. media cover it. The best case now is Yemen. Tell us about that, Jeff Cohen.
Well, in Yemen, which is a huge humanitarian problem where for 7 years people are starving because of the Saudi Arabia-United Arab Emirates war, which the U.S. has been supporting and is supporting up till this day. But again, that does not get covered by U.S. mainstream media. You mentioned a lot of civilian casualties that the U.S. is responsible for in Latin America. Clearly, if you look at the U.S. overthrow, I found it curious to watch a host on MSNBC talking about Russian imperialism, but you can never talk about U.S. imperialism. You know, Russia has 20 military bases in a half a dozen foreign countries. The United States has nearly 800 foreign military bases in about 80 countries. The U.S. is responsible for 80% of the weapons shipments, military arms sent to other countries. And in Latin America, when there have been often democratically elected governments, but they were progressive ones, like Guatemala in 1954, Chile in 1973, the U.S. has been responsible for military coups that have led to thousands of assassinations and civilian deaths. And in Guatemala and El Salvador, you know, for decades, U.S. surrogates and militaries armed and trained by the U.S. engaged in massive killings of civilians that just did not get the U.S. mainstream media coverage. The only civilians where the U.S. mainstream media has been focused, and civilians should always be the main focus of modern warfare, it's been the Russia invasion of Ukraine, and that's why I call it hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy on steroids. Yeah, it's really remarkable when you, and it's over and over and over in every network, and they use a lot of the same footage anyway.
Let me say, Bill, yesterday I was watching MSNBC and Nicole Wallace, she asked the question, how are we ever going to bring the leaders of Russia to hold them accountable for the crimes they are committing and Putin? And Nicole Wallace was a top aide to President Bush when the U.S. did its illegal invasion of Iraq, and then she soon became the communications director of the White House. So I'm looking at this kind of hypocrisy where the U.S. media is accurately today referring to and covering and focusing on civilian trauma, but the U.S. mainstream media looked away from civilian trauma whenever the United States military was the culprit.
This is Bill Resnick for the Old Mole Variety Hour on Cable Radio, 90.7 FM, Portland, Oregon, talking to Jeff Cohen, a journalist and talk journalism. Writes a lot critiquing U.S. media. Early in his career, he worked at CNN, got fired along with Phil Donahue for critiquing the invasion of Iraq when CNN, like the rest of establishment media, was engaged in whipping up enthusiastic public support for the Iraq war and ignoring the vast number of civilian deaths and probably the worst massacre from the air in world history. We just discussed how U.S. media grieve, show heartbreaking pictures of civilians, especially children, when they're killed by Russia. But for the killings done by the U.S. or by U.S.-trained armies and death squads in service to U.S. foreign policy goals, killed by the millions. For example, in Indonesia, no one talks about 2 million Chinese who were killed under the Suharto government with the connivance of the United States. Those people are just treated that basically as collateral damage. It's necessary to protect democracy. Didn't you know that, Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff, let's pivot now to the overthrow of governments, fairly elected governments or not, who fail to accept U.S. guidance. I remember in high school, we read a good deal about the Monroe Doctrine, the U.S. Manifest Destiny. It was taught as sort of self-evidently true, the great United States has to rule the world. That we're a democracy who invented the idea of human rights that must be protected. Tell us about that aspect of U.S. media.
Yeah, U.S. media did not cover the coups against democratically elected government that led to right-wing military dictatorships with anything like the scrutiny we're getting about civilian toll today in Ukraine. I'm not criticizing today's coverage of the civilian casualties in Ukraine. Foregrounded in all wars and all military coups should be the civilians. But the U.S. overthrew a democratically elected government in Guatemala in 54, in Chile in 73, in Honduras in 2009. In Honduras, it was President Obama in power and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And it was a progressive government that had been democratically elected in Honduras. And every government in Western Hemisphere immediately denounced that military coup in Honduras, except for one government. And that was the U.S. government led by Obama and Hillary Clinton. So, yes, there's been a lot of bloodshed caused in the Western Hemisphere when the U.S. intervened against democratic governments in favor of right-wing military regimes. But how many people in this country know about the assassinations of indigenous leaders, of feminist leaders, of environmental leaders in Honduras that happened in 2009, 2010, because the U.S. government is the one in our hemisphere that made sure that the coup regime stayed in power?
Yeah, it's a terrible story. And this guy Zelaya, the president who was spirited out of the country and dropped, I think, in Santo Domingo or somewhere, it turned out he was himself from a plantation family. He was basically a social democrat. He wanted a little bit more money from the banana companies to go to the people and workers. And that was much too much for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, President Zelaya was very much like a Franklin Delano Roosevelt figure. He was a figure of the elite, but he came into power and he was trying to transfer some wealth to working class and poor people in Honduras, and he was overthrown by a military government. The U.S. didn't cause the coup, but they caused the coup regime to stay in power when every other government in Western Hemisphere was trying to get that coup regime out of power. How do we know? Well, we know from WikiLeaks that a memo was sent immediately from after the military coup happened from the U.S. Embassy in Honduras to Hillary Clinton in Washington at the State Department saying, open and shut case, this is an illegal coup. But the U.S. leadership, Obama, Hillary Clinton, they said they needed to do more investigation. They weren't sure what had happened. It's a sickening modern example of how U.S. foreign policy has killed so many innocent civilians. And Honduras is very unknown by even very astute and constant viewers and readers of U.S. mainstream media. It just was rarely covered.
Jeff Cohn, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Bill.
Right. So long.